This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Justice Department is conducting a planned search of President Joe Biden's Delaware beach house, his lawyer said Wednesday, adding that the president is cooperating with the search. Mr. Biden's personal lawyer said it all in a statement and that more information would be released after the search was concluded. Australia's foreign affairs minister is warning that all countries must maintain efforts to prevent a war in the Indo-Pacific. Speaking on an official visit to Britain, Penny Wong said the region is becoming more dangerous and volatile. VOA's Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Australian officials say they want to reduce tensions in the Indo-Pacific region and promote peace. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong Tuesday called on China and the United States to set broad limits on their strategic ambitions to prevent conflict. Taiwan remains a potential flashpoint. Beijing claims ownership over the island. Last year, Beijing launched targeted military operations near Taiwan. Australia urged restraint and has warned that China's actions could lead to accidental conflict. Speaking to reporters in London, Wong said peace in the region is a priority. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
In Myanmar, it's the second anniversary of the takeover by the military junta and ouster of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The independent UN special investigator on Myanmar warned Tuesday that the country's military rulers plan to seek legitimacy by orchestrating a sham election this year, and urged all countries to reject the illegal and farcical vote. He also called for nations that support human rights and democracy to recognize the underground umbrella organization. This is VOA News. Many Congolese faithful sang and celebrated prior to Pope Francis delivering Mass on Wednesday morning to an estimated 1 million people on the airfields of Kinshasa's airport. Pope Francis urged Congo's people to forgive those who have harmed them.
Quanto bene ci fa ripulire il cuore dalla rabbia, dai rimorsi, da ogni rancore e livore.
He said, what great good it does to cleanse our hearts of anger and remorse. The Pope presided over a Mass that was his first main event in Africa, dedicated to peace and reconciliation for a country racked by decades of violence. This is the first papal visit since St. John Paul III's last trip in 1985. Improved security in Ethiopia's Tigray region since a November ceasefire has allowed aid to reach some previously inaccessible areas, but humanitarian needs remain urgent, the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, said. The ICRC says the destruction of hospitals and looting of ambulances mean medical services are still lacking. A doctor at a hospital in central Tigray says they are doing what they can, but patients still die.
So we are already suffering the lack of the supplies. So we are already managing only in simple thing to give what we have on our hand only. But it's not enough because seeing patients that can't be able to treat him, but dying on the hand is very painful.
Ukraine's defense minister said on Tuesday that a decision by France this month to provide Kyiv with light AMX-10 RC armored combat vehicles has had a snowball effect with other allies, later promising to send tanks. He made his comments in Paris after talks with his French counterpart. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov on Wednesday reacted to reports that a new package of U.S. military assistance to Ukraine is set to be announced soon, saying that this is a direct path to inciting tensions and taking the escalation to a new level. He made the comments in a conference call with reporters. Asked to comment on regional authorities in Siberia offering a premium to recruits from the region for destroying Leopard tanks after they are delivered to Ukraine, Peskov said it reflected public support for the military, adding, quote, "We've already said that we will burn them," end quote. British and European Union negotiators have been holding constructive talks, but no deal has been reached on post-Brexit trade rules relating to Northern Ireland, according to the Irish Prime Minister. Diane Roberts,